Hi, this is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education. On this podcast program, I interview a variety of leaders, administrators, and educators on topics relating to classical Christian education and its ongoing recovery and renewal in the 21st century. Archives of previous interviews can be found at our blog and podcast site at www.insideclassicaled.com. This is Christopher Perrin. Recently, I was speaking with Ken Myers, and we got to discussing what education out of order or disordered education might look like. Here's that conversation. Ken, I'm wondering if you could comment on your views of what a disordered education would be. I'm thinking of your recent interview with Garrett Kaiser.
Yeah.
In which Garrett Kaiser said that noise is unwanted sound. And if I recall, I think you responded by saying perhaps noise is sound out of order.
Yeah.
What to you would be education that's out of order?
Well, I think one aspect of it, I think, would be a kind of a tendency to segment and segregate and specialize. And Wendell Berry talks a lot about the dangers of hyper-specialized education, and that he talks particularly in his essay, The Loss of the University, that the university is disordered when people in different departments can't really talk to each other and don't realize that they actually have a common end. So I think hyper-specialization would be one of the biggest things. And the assumption that, that our knowledge, that there's no inherently unifying possibility for knowledge, that all knowledge is very specialized and tied to specific ends and utilitarian. So I think that would be. I think also if it's not realized that education, there's a wonderful book by Marion Montgomery, an English critic, called, I think it's called Liberal Arts and the Feeding of the Larger Community. There were actually lectures he gave it at, I can't remember what college it was, Erskine College. And he talks there about how education is really not for the sake of the individual, it's for the sake of the community, finally. What gifts do you have that, you know, that are, you know, all the gifts we have are for the building up of the body, Paul says. So I think that if education is regarded just as individualistic or equipping individuals for their their own kind of individualistically chosen vocational success. I think that would be disordered. And I think that characterizes most education today, that it's equipping individuals rather than building up communities. And hence conferring on young people all of the attributes that they need to be good members, constructive members of that community.
Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio on the subject of a disordered education. This is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education, found on the web at insideclassicaled.com.